And this is Tate Servans coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And a former Kiro firefighter has been sentenced for assaulting a resident while working an off-duty job at an assisted living facility. Andrew Ritter, 36, was ordered to serve 120 days in jail, with 90 days suspended, along with 2 years of probation and about $1,200 in fines and court fees, according to Tuscola County Circuit Court records. Judge Amy Grace Gearhart ruled that Ritter will only serve 30 days behind bars if he successfully completes probation. Ritter admitted in September to third-degree vulnerable adult abuse, a high court misdemeanor. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss a related assault and battery charge, and the incident occurred in November of 2024 at the Kiro facility where Ritter struck a resident. He was later terminated from that job and placed on leave from his role as a paid on-call firefighter with the Kiro Fire Department. And during Monday's Bad Axe City Council meeting, the city's chief of police, Sean Weber, received a special memorial plaque in honor of police officer Ernie Peltier, who passed away recently. Weber was touched by the honor for a fellow officer and noted that he appreciated the thoughtfulness. The presentation of the plaque was done during public comment at the beginning of the meeting that lasted about 30 minutes. In other matters, approval was given to spend $21,855 for a new system at the RAS building and to accept the $8,035 bid from Maurer Electric to install new LED lights at the tennis pickleball courts. Approval was also given to pay bills that totaled $158,815, and the council approved the reappointment of Kevin Richardson to the Central Huron Ambulance Board, and they accepted the applications for the Bad Axe Fire Association Board member vacancy. The council also accepted applications for the Planning Commission board member vacancy that they had received so far. Applications for the commission seat will be accepted until December 30th. The final decision on the appointment is expected to be made at the first council meeting in January of 2026. The rest of the meeting was spent thanking the outgoing council members for their service and welcoming the incoming members, while offering wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A former Michigan Lutheran Seminary teacher is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly engaging in a sexual relationship with a student, according to court records. Authorities say 31-year-old Carl Boder had been charged with 9 counts, including third and fourth degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student, child sexually abusive activity, possession and distribution of sexually explicit materials, and using a computer to commit a crime. Investigators say the case began when the parent's victim reported discovering inappropriate online messages between Boder and the student. Boder allegedly admitted to the relationship, resigned from the seminary, sold his home in Saginaw, and moved to Wisconsin before being extradited back to Michigan. Boder is being held in the Saginaw County Jail on a $1 million bond. And that was your news for this hour, and after a brief commercial break from our sponsor, we will be right back.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And that was a brief commercial break from our sponsor. that brought you this news update, AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for competent tech support at your home or business. And we are heading into our weather now with Russ Murley.